My name is Jesus Landeros. I am 17 years old. Today is September 12th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Patricia Landeros, who is my mom. We're recording this interview in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, mommy, what do you feel most grateful for in your life?
I feel grateful when I was married, because we are very excited to be a family, and I'm grateful to have my three children with my older son, Jesus, and my three other sons. Okay, and I'm grateful with my mother and my sister and all my other family. I'm happy because they give me a lot of experience in life, and I feel happy with all the things they do for success. But I'm grateful for all the things I have with my family, my husband Gerardo, and my children.
All right. What are some of the most important lessons you've learned in life? How did you learn them?
With experience. I try to be focused in all the things I do to do it right. I try to do it with discipline, responsibility, be patient what I want to do, but and all the things I do, I try to do my best.
Any other lessons that you learned?
Lessons? Sometimes it's hard because with a mistake, you learn something, and that's a lesson in life.
So doesn't matter how old you are, you still have to learn from mistakes?
See, sometimes we learn things good with a mistake, but that's how you learn how to do it right. It's a lesson in life, because if you do something wrong, you have to do it right.
So learn from your mistakes.
Yes.
Great lesson to learn. What is one of your greatest accomplishments in life?
What is that?
Básicamente, ¿cuál es tu grande como? Ahí es lo que puedo explicar accomplishment. Pero básicamente, ¿cuál es tu más grande como gol que ganaste o así en vida?
When I was studying, I was studying like assistant to the nurse. We was a team that worked together and tried to work with the little children putting vaccines. And we always finish early what we doing right. When we graduated, we have a medal, and we have a diplomas that say that we do our great job in the nurse assistant. Yeah, the other one was when I was studying lab. I do a test, and I try to do it right, because it's hard to, how do you say it?
I think it's,
I was working in a blood lab.
Oh, the blood lab, where you basically have to learn how to take out blood properly or something like that?
Yes, and we have to do it right, because it's so painful. And that's one of my goals, to do it every time right. Not do mistakes. That's what I told you. A lesson in life is doing mistakes. But if you're doing right, you're doing the best. That's why in my goal was doing on the first time.
Oh, get it right on the first try.
Yeah, and not make mistake.
Oh, so you're basically first seeing how the person does it, pay close attention, and then once it's your turn to do it, you aim to get it down on the first try.
Yes. I always be very responsible. That's why one of my goals is be in time, be responsible, and doing right.
Be on time, be responsible, and
doing right.
And do it right. Neat. How has your life been different than what you have imagined?
It was different because I wait too much to get married, too much time to get married, and I was single and do it all the things you have to do in life, like work, be a study, be a nice with you, my mother, be responsible with the things I have to do in the house. But when I get married, I had another responsibility to try to educate with my son. But if you see, my language is in Spanish and I have to talk in English. I try to do my best to try to speak with you in English because you have to go to school and have to learn well. That's why my life is a little different when I was little and today that I'm older.
So despite having to learn Spanish, English, it wasn't really your strong suit, but Spanish is. At least it's a good thing you taught me Spanish first before English.
Yeah, you was talking in Spanish, but remember when you was in kindergarten, the teacher said you had to learn more because you have to read and write in English, not in Spanish. That's why I try to learn English to teach you. And you was very well in the classroom because I tried to do my best teaching you. It was hard because I didn't speak well English, but I always try to do my best to talk to you for you be successful in the school.
Sometimes even I forget that when have I started to manage English pretty well. I wonder if you have remembered anything about it, like when they started speaking English so well that I sound like a professional. Do you remember when is that?
No, I don't understand what you say.
Lo que estoy diciendo es si recuerdas un tiempo donde yo hablaba inglés muy bien, que yo suena como si te hablara inglés naturalmente. ¿Recuerdas un tiempo donde me pasó?
Yes, in 7th grade, you speak very very well English, and sometimes you speak very, how to say it, quickly, not slow. I try to, hey, calm down, speak slowly because sometimes I don't understand you what you say because you say it right, but too, how to say it?
Oh, so I sometimes speak a little bit too fast?
Yes, a little too fast. But I know what you said, but I'm not all the words I hear. But I know you speak very well. I see the difference. On the kinder to 7th grade, I see he was very well.
But I see, don't you mean hear the difference?
Yeah, I see a lot of difference, work, more professional, you know?
Well, here's another question. Can you tell me about one of the people who has been kindest to you in your life?
Kindness. My mother, she's kind. My neighbor, Miss Peggy. She is a nice lady. My friend Nancy. She's nice.
Well, the question is out of all of them, who's basically the kindest in your life?
I don't know what to say.
So, in other words, you don't know which one is the kindest?
I told you three persons that they be kind.
Oh. When, but looks like the yeah, I got nothing else.
Hey.